This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
As we welcome in our man, Will Z, here as we close out this Friday, as we close out this week, as we head into Memorial Day weekend. Will, thanks so much for being with us. You have been writing about the Sacramento Kings over at SI, ranking the Sacramento Kings trade values. First of all, what went into, did you have a formula? Like, what went into these rankings for you as you put this together?
Yeah, a little, just a loose formula, looking at contract, age, skill, and just general desirability around the league that I think a player might have. So, like, LaVine obviously is more talented than arguably one of the most talented players on the roster, but he's a little further down on the list just because of some of those other circumstances. But it was kind of fun. We have been doing, there's just so many trade ideas and trade proposals right now that I just had to do something different to write about. And yeah, so started, you want me to start at the bottom?
Yeah, work absolutely. My way up. Let's cook. Let's cook.
All right. So there's, I'll start 10 players under contract. Just a quick refresher on who they are. This is in no particular order. We've got Sabonis, LaVine, DeRozan, Monk, Keegan, Valanciunas, Carter, Ellis, Terrence Davis, and Isaac Jones.
Those are the players that are under contract right now.
Under contract. Yeah, a few stipulations. You've got a few player team options, non-guarantees. For Keon is a team option. Terrence Davis is a non-guarantee. And Isaac Jones, I think, is a team option or non-guarantee, but essentially the same. So at the bottom, I put Isaac Jones just... It was between him and Terrence Davis. They both are kind of in the same circumstances, money and contract-wise. For Jones, he has a, I think, $2 million contract for next year and can't be traded until June 22nd. And his club option has a deadline of June 29th. So you've got about a week's window where you could theoretically trade him to a team, and then that team can cut him. So if there's a team that wants to save $2 million, you can theoretically do that. Same situation with Terrence Davis, who I slotted at 9. Again, TD, I think, is a little more 2.5 non-guaranteed contract. His timing is a little different. His contract, he can't be traded until July 9th, and his contract isn't guaranteed until January 10th of next year.
Okay.
So a longer window there kind of was the differentiator between that and his experience.
So we're going to do this a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Who's the most tradable? Who is the most valuable asset that we, that the Sacramento Kings have? Then we're going to work our way through this, because I'm generally curious if you caught some heat for an article you wrote the other day. Like, I can't wait to find out if you did. I can't wait to find out.
I'm surprised I didn't.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Okay. So
The most tradable asset for Sacramento was who?
Keegan. Like, still, I think, has the most potential and is a wing, can play good offense, good defense, and is at $11 million for next year. Extremely tradable contract, under team control with the restricted free agency coming up or the extension, depending on the timing. But to me, I think it's still Keegan. It was close with number two and who I wrote about, but for me, it's still the combination of position, skill, contract puts him at the top.
That's not surprising to anyone, right?
To be honest, when you actually see it, like, yeah, it makes sense. I had never even thought about the idea of trading Keegan Murray. And not saying that that's what this is, but
yeah.
I had never even thought about it. And then when
that's a nice change. From the guy who's tried to move him for the last 2 years.
I want Keegan here, but it goes to Will's point. Mm-hmm. I think he's the guy that realistically can net you back the biggest return if you're trying to improve this roster. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. And a lot of people are like, you don't move on from a Keegan Murray when he's your best defender and all this other stuff. But what if you were able to get 2 6-foot-8 defenders, mm-hmm, and guys that, you know, can, one can score 10 points a game, the other 7, but they're playing defense. Now you've turned your one good defender into 2 good defenders. And that, mm-hmm, isn't that what everybody wants, right?
Well, my question would be, are you trying to be a defensive team?
Mm. Well, like, just having people that can defend. Conceding that.
Well, I don't
guys that aren't top flight defenders.
I just don't know necessarily if a 10-point per game guy and a 7-point per game guy is the same thing as having a 17-point per game guy.
Not well, maybe offensively you could look at that any type of way.
Okay.
But defensively you got 2 guys that can defend. If they're 2 guys, that's what I'd be trading for. 2, like, almost damn near splitting Keegan Murray in half.
Uh-huh.
And now you've got 2 guys that can defend on the perimeter and are versatile, and their combination gives you the points per game that you might be missing if you move on from Keegan.
It's an interesting way to look at it, because it feels like everything we've talked about trading Keegan before is you trade Keegan for a singular star. You take Keegan and picks or Carter or whatever pieces you want, but Keegan's the main piece from the Kings, and you turn that into a star level player. So instead you're taking it and splitting Keegan into more role players and good role players, ideally. Mm-hmm. Which is what we've seen work for teams in this year's playoffs. Like, a number of players who can defend, who have the length and athleticism, like, that's kind of the makeup of a lot of these teams.
Like, these guys, I don't know if you get guys that are this good, but just for argument's sake, if you were able to turn Keegan into Jaden McDaniels and Aaron Nesmith,
mm-hmm,
like, I think that, mm-hmm, that'd be really helpful for what you're trying to do.
Yeah, I would think about that for sure.
Who's Keegan? That absolutely makes the most sense, especially because of his age. Mm-hmm. It's like the, mm-hmm, you know, maybe not to the same degree, but it's the Tyrese trade motto thinking.
Mm-hmm.
A young player for, you know, that can go establish himself on another team. We're getting guys back who can, you know, do a variety of things that we need, or, you know, maybe one bigger swing, one bigger offensive punch or defensive punch or whatever. Number two, it's people have probably caught on. I thought you were going to catch heat for this article. I think you thought you were going to catch heat for your article. Mm-hmm. It sounds like you didn't, but who's number two?
Yeah, it's Malik. And for a variety of reasons, I think Monk is so unique with his skill set of both scoring and playmaking. He has the ability to start or come off the bench. I think he's proven that. Didn't go great as a starter, but I think he could slot into a lot of different teams as a starting two, or go back to a bench role. His contract is phenomenal. $18.8 million next year, $20.2 the year after that, $20.22 or so player option for the 2027-28 season. So you've got him locked up for 2 years. Maybe he picks up that option, or maybe he declines it, but in terms of today's NBA contracts, like $18 million for Monk is a steal. I think we knew that when we signed him, and it's just become even more true. So super great contract to send out for a team wanting to get under the cap. And also for the Kings, this isn't really what the point of this article is about, but for the first article I wrote about trading Monk, is looking at the trio of Keon, Levine, and Monk. And Damian, you and I talked about this when I was on last week. I think one of the three of them needs to go to just clear up space and to spread out the money on the roster. And I was honestly shocked at how many people were into the idea when I did. The first article was just about the idea, and then I threw out the idea of a swap for him and Jared Allen, and people are on board.
I think Kings fans are about into anything that'll make the team better. Mm-hmm. But I think you wrote another article, or maybe you just sent this to me, about the amount.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Amount of money that's tied up in the guard position and the center position.
Absurd.
There's no distribution
like
of salary.
Million. Yeah.
127 is at the guard position?
Between the two.
So between the two.
The center. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Which is just absurd. Like there's no way you can take that into next season and hope to compete. Unless you're running constant three guard lineups. It's just, and I have another, I don't know if you guys saw a Levine trade idea.
Oh, boy.
Like, the odds of trading Levine, we'll get to that after, if you have time. But, yeah, to me, Monk, super tradable, super, just a attractive target for other teams, I think.
I forget how low that $18 million actually is in, like, the NBA world. Malik is good. Like, he's Malik is good. $18 million is, like, oh, yeah, we could do that.
Hell yeah.
We could do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's probably easier to do now as a trade than it might have been. Signing sometimes can be more difficult. If you can shed salary off your roster in a trade, there'd probably be significantly more suitors for him this year than there was last year when he could sign wherever he wanted to.
Right, right. Yeah. And you got a situation where you get him in the right situation, you know, where you can maximize everything that he brings to the table. And he's a guy that can, for certain teams, can take them to another level, whether it's a championship or they're a bottom feeder and they go to the playoffs or whatever. But he can help elevate your team. He absolutely can.
Any other names we should touch on? Actually, who is number three on the – oh, huh.
Yeah. This one was interesting. So for three, I went Keon, and mainly a similar idea is his contract. Like, Monk's a great contract. Keon is literally a steal at $2.3 million for next year. Like, he is a starting caliber player making $2 million. Like, that's unheard of. It's possible. A lot of options around Keon this season. James is really good about laying out all the details. They can opt out and re-sign him. If they opt out, he becomes a restricted free agent. But if they opt in, they could theoretically trade him. And to me, it's not, you're not trading Keon for another $2.3 million player. You're trading Keon with another salary and bringing in a proven star. And Keon is basically acting like a draft pick would, in terms of like money and talent and that low, the high value at a low cost that is just hard to find nowadays, especially in this CBA. So I don't think the Kings should trade him. To me, you do whatever you can to keep Keon. He's the exact type of player that fits Christie's system to a T, but there's the option. And if you want to go for a, like a big swing for the fences type deal, you got to at least look at it.
I'll ask you the tough question here, Will. Mm-hmm. Just take your top three. You had to trade one, and it got you back, not whatever player, but you know, a player that you feel would help this team out. Which one of those three are you moving on from?
It's probably Monk.
Wow, Will Z hates Malik Monk. Man.
Write it on a note.
I couldn't do it.
Put it on the note card as a good call, Will.
I think I'm more open to the idea of trading Keon than probably everyone else in Sacramento. But to me, that's knowing that if you do that, then you get back someone really good. But I don't think that's realistic. I think a Monk trade is more realistic, and I'd rather have, I want to see more of the duo of Levine and Keon, I think, than I'd want to see the duo of Levine and Monk.
tough turn of events for Will Z. Is,
oh, no.
Hannah's in the chat saying, divorce in all caps.
Well, I'm a little surprised Hannah knows what you're talking about, so I'm not surprised by her. But I'm surprised that you guys think, maybe I'm just being emotional about it. But
I can't imagine that for you.
People was kind of turning on Malik last year.
I don't think it's turning. I think it's assessing the situation. Like, and that was Will's. It's not like Will wants to trade Keegan.
No, I'm not saying Will's turn on. I'm saying like the fact that you thought that people would be upset about him trading Malik.
Yeah,
felt like people was kind of People, I'm like, they turning on my boy. Hey, I'm still rocking with Zero, man. Stop.
Will posted the article. I was like, I'm gonna go check the comments. Huh.
Maybe
they hit. That's crazy how they be doing. That's crazy how they do, my boy.
I think they just want this team to be better, and they realize, man, he might be able to make the Kings better. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you think that combo of guards that Will just laid out, the Levine, the Keon, Malik, all of that money, do you think that works?
I don't. Well, no, because I think they need a point guard. They're missing a point guard. But I think I would probably be more apt to move in Keon, even though I don't want to. I don't think we want to move any of these guys. But Malik.
No, because we haven't mentioned DeMar, who's the one who's obviously going to be traded this offseason.
Malik, I still, his ceiling and what he can do in a game, in a potential playoff series, being an X factor, I'm not ready to move on from that one. Keon, while I think he provides a whole lot, what he provides, I don't know if we're going to see enough of. Like, if we get a point guard in here, and you got Levine and you got how many minutes is Keon going to play? And I think you can use Keon and what he brings and what he can net you in return elsewhere on your roster, a wing or a four or something like that. And I'd keep Malik Monk.
Did you see what Steve Kerr said about Jonathan Kuminga?
No.
He's not a 38-minute-per-game guy on this roster. Mm. And that had heavy Keon Ellis as a situational rotation guy or role player or whatever the line Mike Brown used was. Mm. It was just like, oh. All right, Steve. Mm. Okay, well, good for you because you're going to have teams calling you this offseason. Good for you and Mike Dunleavy.
I wonder if Steve feels how I feel about Kuminga. And it's kind of rough.
I think he does.
It's kind of rough because Kuminga's pretty young.
I think he absolutely. I think he feels exactly how you feel. Because you hate him.
Don't hate him. Don't hate him. I think
Jonathan Kuminga, Kendrick Lamar,
nobody,
and blueberries.
I love blueberries. Avocados as well.
Oh, that means you hate blueberries.
Avocados. Yeah, avocados.
Jonathan Kuminga is unbelievably talented. I don't know how impactful he is on a game.
I hear you. I don't think you were fair in your assessment, though.
Yeah.
But the games that you use, that was accurate. But there's a footnote to those games.
Got to tell the whole story.
Thank you, Doc. Thank you, Doc. Wow, I feel like we've gone a couple of days without impression.
Well, you know, season's been over for a while.
That wasn't the call. That's not what I was doing. Great stuff, as always, Will. Glad you're not catching heat for some of these trade articles. keep churning them out, man. We'll keep reading them. National media is Will Z right here. Thank you, my brother.
Thanks, Ash. Have a good one. Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.